You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back. We've been getting into how to hear from God, and we started talking about from Colossians. Let's just quickly look at that and remind ourselves what it says. In Colossians 3, in verse 15, it says, "Let the peace of God rule in your heart." And that literally means, "Let the peace of God rule like an umpire in your heart." Now, let's kind of take that. We started talking about how did really the practical application of how you let the peace of God rule in your heart. And so we went to Luke chapter 1 and we asked the question, how does a man come to realize that he's supposed to write a book in the Bible, right? And so we look, Luke actually tells you why he wrote his. Again, here he said, verse 2, "Just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write you an orderly account, most excellent Theophilus." Now notice he's actually wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts, right? So how did Luke do this? Did God appear to him? Was there some spectacular event? No, actually the way it worked was it just seemed right to him to do so. Now think about how easily you, if you're not paying attention and you're not looking, how it something would seem right or seem wrong. Now I know immediately right now some people, maybe even last time, were thinking this, that, well, yes, but the Bible says, "There a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end therein is destruction." And I'm going to address that, okay? And let me just say right now, if you are unborn again, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you cannot follow what seems right to you. Because I remember when Jesus wasn't in my heart. There's a lot of things that seem right to me that weren't. That as soon as when Jesus came to live on the inside of me, things that seemed right yesterday did not seem right to me anymore. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end therein is destruction. That's true. But we're not going to talk about what seems right to you as a man. We're not going to see what seems right to you as the flesh. We're going to see what we're following is what seems right to you and the Holy Spirit. But people say, well, yeah, but that's I don't agree with that. Well, you don't agree with Luke? That you think Luke shouldn't have written the Bible? That way that seemed right to him was destruction, and that somehow Luke was destroyed? No, if you've been born again on the inside of you and you are one with the Lord, when something seems right to you, it's also seeming right to the Lord. And I'm not talking about seeming right to your head, because your head is not the real you. Your spirit man is the real you. Your head can be blown slap off, right? And you will still be alive. You'll just be either in smoking or non-smoking. But the real you will still exist, okay? And that's what we're talking about. And if you've been born again, you've been made one spirit with the Lord. And so when something is seeming right, this is him bearing witness. You know, I gave the illustration of talking with my wife. You know, we can be sitting there and something be said, and if something doesn't seem right to her, honestly, sometimes I don't even have to look at her. As long as I'm aware that she's present, and I'm kind of reaching out to see what, you know, not looking at her, but kind of seeing if I could tell what's going on, I can tell what seems right to her and what doesn't. And besides that, the closer we are, you know, honestly, like if we're hugging and something happens, I can feel her stiffen or something like that. I can tell what's going on. Now, again, this seamer, you know, and that's what we'll kind of call it. This seamer isn't necessarily a feeling. And don't be, because honestly, I used to think sometimes when I would think, well, I'm not, this doesn't seem right to me because my stomach seems tight about it. Yeah, but that was because I hadn't eaten. That wasn't because of the Lord. That's just I hadn't had any food, right? I'm talking about the inward you, the real you, and you can miss this if you're not paying attention. You have to be looking for this. In a lot of ways, it's like, where's Waldo, right? You're sitting there looking at the page, and unless you know to look for Waldo, you'll never see Waldo. But if you start looking for Waldo and you start becoming sensitive to Waldo, he becomes easier and easier to find. Well, the Lord is on the inside of you, but you can. It's just like having a person in your house. If you're not looking for them, have you ever walked in your house and your wife or your spouse be sitting on the couch and you walked right past them because you weren't looking for them to be there? Or they were sitting in a chair and you walked right past them because you weren't looking for it? Well, that's what I'm telling you. Evidently, Luke was looking for this. He was looking for this leading, and this is not the only time this happened. Okay, let's go to another verse, okay? And let's go to Acts chapter 15. Now, in Acts chapter 15, this is what's happened, okay? All of a sudden, we'll probably be in 22, okay? This is what's happened. There's a bunch of folks, Gentiles, being born again. And there's a bunch of Jewish believers that don't like it. Okay, when I say Jewish believers, technically, I mean, I guess I could be an American Christian, but really we're talking about people born of the nation of Israel, okay? And there's a bunch of Jewish Christians saying, no, this isn't right. And then they're saying, well, if they're going to be a Gentile, they got to basically convert to Judaism. And so there's a big dispute over the doctrine of how Gentiles should be treated and what the rules should be for Gentiles. Now, think about how important this is. There's more Gentiles than there are Jews. And so this is going to affect, the decision they make is going to affect more of the body of Christ than any other group. And so they spend some time praying about it. They hear some testimony. And then in verse 22, it says this. Then it pleased the apostles and the elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas leading among the brethren. Now, I think this is interesting because this word, it pleased them. That's an interesting word, isn't it? When you're being led from God, it should be pleasing to your spirit man. Not always pleasing to your head, but it should be pleasing to your spirit man. Now, so he goes on here, and this is the letter that they're writing to the Gentile believers. They wrote this letter to them, the apostles, the elders, and the brethren, to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Sicilia. Now, again, he's writing to believers, to Gentiles. Greetings. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words unsettling to your souls, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. Now, notice what it says next. It seemed good to us. These are born again, spirit-filled men. It seemed good to them, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you, our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have risked their lives for the name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by the word of mouth. Why are they doing this? For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. Now, this is the doctrine. How did this doctrine get established? Because it seemed good to us and the Holy Spirit. That we should lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. This is the major doctrine for the majority of the body of Christ. And it is settled because it seemed good to them and to the Holy Spirit. Now, just to recount, we have the fact that two books written in the Bible are being written because it seemed good to the altar. Not a burning bush, not a voice from heaven, not even the inward voice. It seemed good to them. This is major doctrine being established in the body of Christ because it seemed good to them and to the Holy Spirit. What has your seemer been telling you? Are there times something seemed wrong to you, but you ignored it and it was costly? There's other times it seemed right and you did it and it benefited you. Well, see, that's biblical. Because we have a book, two books of the Bible, and the major doctrine for the majority of the body of Christ being established by it seemed right to them and the Holy Spirit. But think about how easy this is to miss and overload. Now, we're going to continue to talk about how you can apply this to your decisions in life. And thank God, we thank God for our partners who have made it possible for us to be on the air to bring this to you. But we want you, all of you, but and especially our partners, to be able to hear from God accurately, to be able to make right decisions and know the correct thing to do. But in order to do this, in order for it to seem right, you have to have Jesus on the inside of you. I want you to listen to Michael because you need this in order to be accurate in your hearing.
Kurt Owen wants you to know that God really loves you. He sent his son Jesus as a substitute for you. He took on your sins so you would not have to pay the penalty for sin. He also took on your sickness, disease, and injury so that you would not have to suffer from them. In order for you to receive the benefits of this redemptive power, you simply must accept Jesus as your Savior and make him your Lord. This is an easy and simple thing to do and will have wonderful eternal effects. All you need to do is believe that He is alive and that He loves you. If you want the power of the living God to change your life from the inside out, simply repeat this simple prayer. Jesus, please come into my heart. Please save me. I believe that you are alive and that you love me and that you gave your life for me. I believe that because I am asking, you are becoming alive in me right now. You are making me a new creation. I give you my old life while I accept your life. I also make you my Lord. I commit to do what you say with the understanding that you will never burden me with things that I cannot do, but rather you lovingly teach me step by step. Holy Spirit, please also come into my life and empower me with the very power of God, the way that Jesus said you would. Father, thank you for giving your Son and making this provision for me so that now I can actually call you Father. If you have just prayed this prayer, we would like to put a couple of things in your hand so that you will get some help on the path of your new life. Simply email the words, I have been saved, to connect@kurtowen.com. Everybody in this ministry will continue to pray for you. We all love you, and we all want you to have a wonderful, wonderful life in God. Welcome to the family of God.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children.